Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Ask Dave on Today FM. Ask Dave a difficult question. Do I know the answer? Well, probably. Answer if I don't, I'll Google it there.
With Crown Trade, 97% of painters and decorators agree there's no better paint.
Tell you what, lads, I'm doing Ask Dave now, but after Ask Dave, I'm playing one of my favourite rap songs of all time. Not something that you expect me to play today, but I am. Anyway, we'll get to that. First of all, a question from Carol Chamberlain. Well, actually, it's Carol Chamberlain's 9-year-old, but she didn't include the name of the 9-year-old, so I just have to read what she wrote, which is, "Hi, Dave. My 9-year-old just asked me, why is your elbow called your funny bone? Where did it originate from? I'm clueless."
Yeah, it's a great question.
It is. So this is what Ask Dave is for, is a question, particularly if you've got kids, or you're hanging around with kids, or your nieces and nephews, or grandkids, or whatever, and they're asking you. You've got to have these answers.
Yeah, and it's a thing where, like, if a kid asks, you'll be like, I've never thought of that.
No, and I think...
Love the curiosity.
The answer will probably surprise you, Carol and Carl and everyone else, because it surprised me.
Okay.
So the first thing to say is, hitting your funny bone, while it's very annoying and very sore, you'll notice that the pain doesn't last. Like, you don't bruise, you don't, you know, it's not... There's a big reason behind this, because prepare yourself for this one. Your funny bone isn't a bone.
No,
it's not a bone. What you're actually dealing with here is something called your ulnar nerve. Okay.
Okay.
So what you've managed to do when you hurt your funny bone is you've squashed your ulnar nerve against a bone in your arm, your humerus, which is the bone running down your bicep and your tricep. Can you remember from biology in school, what are the two in the forearm called?
Oh, God, well, I guess.
Well, I've given you a clue already when I said...
Femur.
No, that's in your leg.
I'm not guessing.
Okay, so tibia and fibula are the ones in your leg. I know them because I broke both of mine in my right leg. The femur is the big one in your thigh. The humerus is the one in your bicep, tricep. And in your forearm, you have your radius and your ulna.
I was never going to guess that. I didn't do biology.
Okay, I'll let you off. So.
Probably did it in first year biology, was it?
Probably, actually, yeah. Sixth class, yeah. So your ulnar nerve, anyway, runs from your armpit down to your fingers and is also responsible for some movement in your fourth and fifth finger. So if you play the guitar or throw up devil horns, you're using your ulnar nerve. It also allows you, obviously, to feel heat and pain down your arm and into your hand and your fingers. But it's protected pretty much by muscle and fat all the way down the arm, except for the elbow joint. Here it only has the protection of something called the cubital tunnel. Give me all the lingo today.
Wow.
So the cubital tunnel is basically a small tunnel of tissues just at the junction of your elbow. And it's this bit, the cubital tunnel, is the longest unprotected length of nerve in your body. So unsurprisingly, when you bash that bit of your elbow around the bony bit, it really hurts.
That's why.
So that's why it's your nerve, it's not your bone.
Because the pain is intense.
Intense and then just goes away. Because that's what happens with nerve pain if it's not chronic. If it's like, if you pinch a nerve and release it, then the pain subsides almost instantly.
Yeah.
Now, to answer Carol's 9-year-old's question, however, why is it called the funny bone? There are a couple of answers to this, right? The first one is simply that the sensation is kind of funny. Like, nerve pain's different to... other pains, different to like a gash or a cut or a break of a bone or anything like that. So when people banged their elbow in the olden days, they would call, it was a sufficiently odd enough sensation to go, that was a bit funny. So it became called the funny bone.
Okay.
But that's only the second best answer. The best reason why that part of you is called your funny bone is because the bone that your ulnar nerve bashes off is called your, I just gave it to you,
humerus.
Yeah, is a homophone for humerus. For they both, like, one is funny and one is,
that makes so much sense,
doesn't it? Now they're spelled differently, but come on, funny bone, it's so good. Humerus,
my god, I just learned something in that.
It's off your humerus. Yeah.
How come you can't give yourself I can't do it to myself?
Oh, you could. If you could find the right spot and you pushed down. Carl's trying to tap his funny bone here. Trust me, if you find the right spot, do you know what? Next time you go to a physio, ask the physio to push your ulnar nerve in the cubital tunnel. they'll absolutely find it and you'll jump through the roof.
Like, and if you ask like that, they'll be like, whoa, oh, yeah.
I am so that guy. Very quickly, though, I found this was quite interesting, Carol, and you can tell your nine-year-old that it has different names in different languages. So in Spanish, it's el hueso de la risa, the bone of the laugh. So it's kind of similar, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Humorous, funny bone. In German, when you heard it, it's sich den Musikantenknochen stoßen, which is to bump your musician's bone. Don't know why it's musician's bone. In Italian, it's called formicolio, and formico is an ant. So it's like having ants crawling on you, is what they call it when you bash your funny bone. And in Dutch, it's called telefoonbotje, which is telephone bone. Because if you wouldn't remember this, Colin, young people don't remember this. Landlines, remember those things? Years ago, they had, like, obviously they're wired. They're wires that make them ring. I mean, it has to be plugged into something. And it's actually a small electric charge that makes the phone ring. And if you were holding the wires when the ring came through, you'd get a funny little small shock.
Okay.
But it would be similar to the feeling you get when you squash your ulnar nerve.
What country?
Dutch, Netherlands. Telefoonbotje.
Okay.
There you go.
So I like funny bone.
Funny bone is funny, let's face it. Carol Chamberlain's nine-year-old, thank you very much for the question. Carol, thanks for sending it in.
Dave Moore. On Today FM. Podcast.